Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Gents and Saros. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you want to throw out your budget spreadsheet and just believe in yourself?
Honestly, yes. But it's not as fluffy as the title makes it sound. Sincero is basically saying that your money problems aren't about math, they're about your beliefs. And she's hilarious while saying it.
Right, she's got this sledgehammer approach. She starts by saying most of us have a financial thermostat, an internal setting for how much money we think we deserve. And if you go above it, you'll unconsciously self-sabotage.
Yes, and if you dip below it, you'll feel uncomfortable and push yourself back up. So the real work is raising that thermostat. Not just by telling yourself you're worthy, but by actually digging into the stories you learned about money as a kid.
She has this exercise where you write down your money story. Like, what did your parents teach you? For me, it was money doesn't grow on trees and rich people are greedy. And I realized I've been carrying that around without even knowing it.
Exactly. And those aren't universal truths. They're just beliefs you absorbed. Sincero says you have to replace them consciously. Instead of, I can't afford that, you say, how can I afford that? It feels fake at first, but repetition actually rewires your brain.
I love that she doesn't just stop at mindset. She also talks about taking massive action. You can't just visualize $1 million on your couch. You have to get out there and do the scary stuff. Raise your prices, pitch yourself, ask for the sale.
Right. And she's big on finding your genius zone, the thing you're naturally good at and love doing. Your wealth lives at the intersection of your talent and what the world needs. Stop trying to be good at everything. Just double down on your gift.
That's freeing, honestly. I think a lot of us feel like we have to be well-rounded. But she says the most successful people are obsessed with one thing. They outsource everything else.
And then there's the part about receiving. She says a lot of us are great at giving but terrible at receiving. We feel guilty when someone pays us, so we discount ourselves. But blocking the flow of money by not receiving is just another form of self-sabotage.
Yeah, she says practice receiving in small ways. Let someone buy you lunch. Accept a compliment without deflecting. It's about opening yourself up to abundance.
One more thing that stuck with me. She says failure is feedback, not a stop sign. If you're not failing, you're not trying hard enough. And she really pushes you to get uncomfortable on purpose every day.
Okay, so my big takeaway is this. I need to stop treating money like it's dirty or scary. It's just a tool. And my mindset about it is something I can actually change.
Totally. And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And we'll see you in the next one.